Hello. I don't know if anyone can hear me because I am not super sure about the technology. But my parents, if you're listening, feel free to text me and tell me if my voice is coming through. I'll text you right now, actually, asking if you can hear me. And then I'll wait with bated breath to see if you can. I guess I'll just explain. Oh my gosh, my friend just texted me saying that she hears me. Ha 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 ha. Thank you. Okay. I'm here alone because I texted Kate Batez, my co-host, and I said podcast, and she has not responded. So I have no idea if she's coming or not. However, I do know that I'm starting 11 minutes late. So sorry. I was literally just sitting outside waiting for her to show up, which is kind of funny because I think she just forgot. And I know people are listening today, which is also crazy because sometimes we're definitely just talking to each other in silence. I know that Ileana is listening. Thanks, Ileana. I know that my parents are listening. Shout out mom and dad. And I know that my uncle and my grandpa are listening. Shout out uncle and grandpa. So rather than talk to myself for 50 minutes, which I think would be painful for everyone involved, I figured I'd just play some, like, I don't know, some classic songs, try to cover the generations here. I hope you can hear the songs I'm about to play, because again, unsure on this technology. But here we go. Let me know if you can hear this. Again. Okay, I heard confirmation through some texts of some wonderful people that you could hear the music. I think if you didn't know, that was ABC by the Jackson 5. Kind of a hit, kind of a classic. So I feel like you probably all knew. I wanted to play songs that I thought everyone listening to this might like, since I have, I mean, all people I love in my life, but definitely people who probably have very different music tastes listening. So I Googled, or didn't Google, I looked up on Spotify, which is where I'm playing the music from, like classic songs, and I'm just like pulling songs I like from this gigantic playlist. So I have 8 songs currently queued up, and they are all classics. Like, they are all songs I think everybody likes. So hopefully nobody's going to be like, ugh, she's playing that song, because they're classics for a reason. And that was the first one I saw, which is why I played ABC by the Jackson 5. But next up, we have a little Billy Joel, another song that everyone knows. And I hope you like it. I'll see you in 3 minutes and 18 seconds. Or I guess I won't see you, but you'll hear me in 3 minutes and 18 seconds. I'm back. That was Uptown Girl by Billy Joel, which you probably knew. But I guess this could be kind of a pop quiz. Like, maybe I won't say what the song is. I'll be like, in the next classic. And then once it's done, I'll say what it is. And if you knew, great. You're a musical connoisseur. And if you didn't, I've got some catching up to do. I was also, as this song was playing, I was sitting here alone thinking, how can I talk to myself for the rest of this hour, I guess, although only 40 minutes left, so hang in there, without being incredibly boring, And I was thinking maybe some fun facts. If you can, maybe this will make this worse, but if you can bear with me, I looked up some fun facts. And the first one that I found that I actually thought was interesting was that the moon has moonquakes. I almost said earthquakes, but they're moonquakes. I don't know. Maybe that's totally boring and not exciting to anybody. But I was like, oh, wow. Also, on the topic of the moon, did you know that Australia is wider than the moon? That makes no sense to me. Because in my brain, the moon is a lot bigger than Australia. I have no idea how that's possible. But according to womansday.com, which has this fun facts list I'm reading off of, Australia is wider than the moon. So what do you know? Anyways, that's enough of me talking to myself. I can only handle it for so long. Okay, next song. See if you know the song. The next song is like one of my favorite songs of all time, actually. And here's a little hint. I listen to it 1 month out of the year, every year. Well, that was September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Hopefully you knew that. It may be October, but any month of the year is a good month to listen to September. Obviously, September is the best month to listen to September. Why is this kind of a tongue twister? I've never said September so many times. Oh my gosh, guys. Live reading. Kate Patez texts me in all caps. I forgot. She says, OMG. I forgot. This is still in all caps. I had a WA conference. For those of you, it's like a job at our school. I had a WA conference and now I have rehearsal. I'm sorry. That's so funny. Anyways, no worries, Kate. Well, I guess I don't have to apologize to her on air because she's not listening. She's in rehearsal. If you don't know, Kate's doing multiple plays at the school because she's such a theater queen. One of them, she's like assistant director on. It's an adaptation of Romeo and Juliet. I guess I'm just plugging her plays. And one of them is like a radio play show thing. I don't know exactly what it is. But maybe next week she can talk more about it. And she's just very busy. Girl's always in rehearsal. When I did like theater stuff in high school, I remember I was so overwhelmed by doing just one show. I can't even imagine being in two. But she's also a theater double major, so really heavy on the theater stuff, but she loves it, so go off. Okay, anyways, I just got super sidetracked. The next song. This is a song that reminds me of a show I loved to watch growing up called Cake Boss. Maybe I'm giving a hint for each one. That's your hint. This is the opening song to the opening theme of the classic reality television show Cake Boss, in which Buddy Valestro, the baker at Carlos Bakery in New Jersey, bakes cakes. Like, that's just the premise of the show, is you just watch him and his family bake all these cakes, and they're from New Jersey, and they're just very New Jersey-like, and it's a really excellent show, and I watched a lot of it growing up, and yeah, this song is the opener. So, hopefully you know it. It's a classic. As they all are. Anyways, I'll just let it play. Sugar.
Of loving you, I just can't believe it's true. I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too. I just can't believe it's true. Ah, sugar.
Hello, hello, hello. So, that was Sugar Sugar by the Archies. Great song. Also, I have some more updates from Kate through our texts, which I will read because they're funny. She said, so as you heard before, she said, I forgot I had so-and-so, I'm sorry. And I said, ha 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 ha, because I was laughing. You're fine. And then I told her that I live read her texts on the podcast. And she says, it is officially going onto my Google Calendar. And she says that her meme is listening. Hi, meme. Sorry, it's just me this week. But I'm sure I'll make sure Kate gets lots of talking time next week. And she said, why do I always forget about the pod? That's so funny. But now that it's on her Google Calendar, she'll never forget again. I feel like I wouldn't remember if it wasn't on my calendar. So definitely the move. Maybe next week she can make a formal disclaimer about her podcast attendance. This isn't the first time she's almost forgotten. I don't know why it isn't on her calendar yet. Once I texted her, I was like, I'm here. And then she was like, oh my gosh. She was like on her way to dinner, like actively walking with Juliana and Jimmy to dinner. And she left them and came here and they had to go eat alone, which is funny because they don't know each other that well. They know her. And so she was the common thread. And then she abandoned them. But for the podcast. So you can't blame her. Anyways, again, I realized I forgot to give my fun fact last time. So don't worry. I'll hit you with two fun facts. Two. Also, Roxanne, I just saw your text to answer. Yes, you can ask questions on the air. And you can text in questions too. Anyone listening who has my phone number, feel free to write in. Okay. My second fun fact is that the world's longest concert lasted 453 hours. So if you think time's dragging on listening to me talk, imagine 453 hours of this. It must have had to have been some really good songs. All right. The next song, super duper duper classic. Maybe one of the most ultimate of classics. So I hope you know. I'll answer any questions I get after the song. Just want to say this is a very slow intro, but it is playing. It's just going to pick up a little bit in a bit. Actually, I don't know if it's playing any music. Can you hear the songs to my listeners? Because I can't hear anything from the song, which is so sad. Oh, okay, someone says it is. Okay, never mind. Hello? Can you hear me, Tara Taggart? This is a test because we think someone else is playing on the radio.
What the heck? Oh, no, it's working.
It is working?
Yeah, it's just really delayed.
Oh my gosh. Wait, you guys, we're having some real technical difficulties. Also, if you can hear that beautiful voice, guess who's back in the room?
Kate's here. Woo, yeah. I am the worst co-host.
No, you're not.
To ever co-host a podcast.
No, all time.
Because I consistently forget that this is a thing that we do every single week. We do it every week at the same time, and I always forget. It's in my Google Calendar now.
But that's part of the joy.
Part of the charm.
I was like, she'll probably forget, so I'm just going to text her pod. Just so she'll remember.
Yeah. And I was fully in a meeting with a law student. To be fair, I wasn't just like off my phone. I was in a meeting. But I didn't see till after the meeting had finished.
Okay.
And that's
no worries.
On me.
I mean, it doesn't really matter. It's kind of funny. I've been making them listen to classic songs.
We have like the most listeners we've ever had, apparently.
Should we do a count? We have my grandfather, your grandmother. Sorry to say in such weird formal terms. I don't know why I did that. My uncle, my mom and my dad, Ileana and Roxanne.
Oh my God, this 7 people.
This
is literally the one, maybe I shouldn't come because when I don't come, we have so many listeners.
Absolutely not. Well, now we'll get 10 more because you're here.
Mm, 10 more?
Yeah, jeez. Because you're worth what I'm worth plus 3.
No. Immediately. No. I have to leave in like 5 minutes, unfortunately.
For your rehearsal?
Yeah.
So this is a cameo.
It's just a quick little cameo.
That's
I have
fine.
Like a very crazy week this week.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to lie, this slipped my mind. I am going to tell the truth. I forgot about this.
That is totally
okay. But I won't
okay.
ever forget again.
In the past, when me and Kate have had 0 listeners and it was just for us, we've been like, let's just cancel it. And then today I was like, maybe I'll just cancel it because she's not replying. And then my mom texts me.
No.
And I'm so grateful they were all listening. But my mom is like, yeah, we're listening. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll go on. No, I'm not saying
next
this.
Week. I'll be here next week, I promise.
I'm not trying to guilt trip you guys. I think it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I've literally been forcing everyone to listen to classic songs.
You should have just talked for...
Kate, I have nothing to say.
Oh, no.
I read some fun facts.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. Did you know that on the moon, there's also quakes? Moonquakes? Kind
what?
Of like earthquakes, but moon.
Wow.
Also, did you know that the moon is, that Australia is wider than the moon? That makes no sense,
no
right?
No way.
It doesn't make any
That's
sense.
That's crazy.
True.
What was that? What gave you this moon?
I just looked up fun facts and I saw multiple ones about the moon. Mm. And I guess I'm very interested in the moon.
You're wearing moons today.
I am wearing moon earrings today. The world can't... I also have a moon bracelet on.
Oh my... Whoa.
The world can't see, but it's there.
Wait, that's a moon?
Well, it's a moon and a star.
Cute.
They're kind of smashed.
Oh, I see.
It's actually a gift from my sister. Thanks, Katie.
Hey.
Shout out to my sister.
Wait, what's your sister's full name?
Catherine.
With an E?
Yeah. Oh. Should we talk about it?
We should. It's my last... Oh, I have 3 minutes. My name's Catherine with an A in the middle, Katharine. Just rolls off the tongue. I'm very biased towards that spelling, and barely anyone is spelled like that. So mm-hmm. It leads to just constant issues in my life. I remember in elementary school, like, you know, did you have a little name tag on your desk on the first day of school?
Mm-hmm.
Always spelled wrong. Report card spelled wrong.
Mm, report
like,
cards.
Letters from like my bank spelled wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
I mean, not if it's automated, but like any time a person is doing it, they like almost always just assume.
Yeah.
And it's a real struggle. It's actually not that bad.
But,
I love
the
asking Catherines how they spell their name because I can't describe the euphoria when I find a Catherine with an A. It's like, I'm like, ah! I'm always so excited. So I love the way I spell my name.
I love it too.
Thank you.
I have multiple Catherines in my life who go by multiple spellings, but I will say I love all of them equally.
Okay. I was going to say that I was going to, you know, I thought you were going to go one way with that, and then you went, you know, the peaceful way, which is understandable.
Pacifist. When it comes to names, someone's calling.
Stop. Stop.
Should we answer? It says from name unavailable.
It's good. What? We've never gotten a call before.
Should we answer it?
Sure.
Hello?
It's probably not Hello? Exciting. Oh no, that was so anticlimactic.
No one's answering. Hello?
Oh. Wow, I didn't even know that was an option. I wonder what our number is.
I hung up. I know. I kind of want to give my number to all my friends and family.
That would be so fun.
We should people wonder call if, in. I oh, I can put them can... on speaker.
Oh, my God. Okay, next week, we will investigate how to get people to call in.
Oh. I pressed a button.
Okay.
I should not have done that.
That was so exciting.
That was so exciting. Wow. I want to know the phone number so we can we can take people in.
Okay. That's our mission for
There's next. A phone thing.
Ah, stop. I'm getting so excited. This is so exciting.
Guys, we'll have more info next week. Please feel free to call in. That We'd love to hear
so
you.
So fun. What if...
We could have each of our loyal listeners.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't wait. I do have to leave.
Yeah.
It's been a lovely, 7 minutes. Thank you so much to all of our listeners. I apologize. I feel like I have to issue a formal notes app apology on my Twitter or something. This is on me. Mm. And there's no apology for that.
That's okay. I think it just made this episode funnier. Also, I think it's 2:45 for my West Coast listeners.
Oh, wow. Look at us.
Yeah.
Multiple coasts.
I know. We're so cool. Or a national broadcast. I might just also wrap up.
Yeah, that's fair.
Although, if you were wondering what other songs I had queued, Isn't She Lovely, Stevie Wonder, Take On Me, Aha. I Wanna Dance With Somebody.
Wow.
Did you like my little rendition?
Yeah, I wanna dance.
Whitney Houston, Mamma Mia, ABBA, and Rocket Man. I think it's going to be a long, long time.
I think it's going to be a short, short time before our next podcast.
It's going to be super short. Tune in again next week when we have more things put together. Love you all. Have a wonderful day.